Regina Police Service is reporting their aerial support unit is back in action and already making a difference in the fight against crime. The airplane, a 2005 Cessna 182T, was out of commission from April 2024 until January of this year, after being damaged during a routine maintenance operation. The repairs took longer than expected to get completed, but according to Regina Police Service's news release, the police plane finally returned to the skies on February 14. The police service reports that within its first 7 shifts back in the air, the aerial support unit assisted with nearly 60 calls and was involved in 13 arrests. 3 notable incidents in which the aerial support unit were highlighted by Regina Police, and they include the following. On February 21, around 8:15 p.m. officers observed a vehicle with a burnt-out light and attempted a traffic stop near 5th Avenue and Robinson Street. The vehicle stopped, but fled before officers could identify the driver. The aerial support unit then tracked the suspect vehicle to a location near Pearl Street, where a tire deflation device was used by officers. Aerial support unit officers used onboard camera technology and observed the suspect throwing items as he left the vehicle. Aerial support directed officers on the ground to the suspect's location and to the items that were thrown away. The suspect was arrested, and police say the search of the area and vehicle found items consistent with drug trafficking. The suspect, age 35, was charged with possession of a scheduled substance for the purpose of trafficking, CDSA, 5, 2, and 2 counts of obstruction of a peace officer, CC-129-A. His first appearance in court was Monday morning, February 24. The aerial support unit was also in action in connection to an incident on Saturday, February 22. At around 10:15 p.m., the police plane alerted ground patrol members to a suspicious vehicle, which was located in the area of Retallick Street and 4th Avenue. Again, the suspect drove away. Police report the vehicle then began driving into oncoming traffic. Aerial support kept track of the vehicle from the air until it stopped in the 4700 block of 4th Avenue. A male suspect driver then tried to run away on foot, but aerial support directed patrol officers to where he was and he was arrested. The search of the vehicle and the area revealed items consistent with drug trafficking, as well as stolen identification documents and firearms ammunition. The man, age 38, appeared in provincial court Monday on the following counts. Flight from peace officer, Connecticut 320.17. Operate conveyance dangerous to public, Connecticut 320.13.1. Resist arrest, CC-129-A. Possession of an identity document, CC-56.1.1. Possession of a firearm or ammunition contrary to prohibition order, CC-117.01.1. Operation of a conveyance by alcohol or drugs, Connecticut 320.14.1.A. 2 counts of possession of a scheduled substance for the purpose of trafficking, CDSA 5, 2. Finally, on Sunday, February 23 at around 12:40 a.m., police say that officers responded to a disturbance at a residence in the 400 block of Wiscana Street. According to police, the investigation indicated a male was unwelcome at the residence and was threatening the victim. Again, using their onboard technology, aerial support officers quickly located the suspect, who tried to flee in a stolen vehicle but ended up stuck in the snow. The suspect exited the truck and fled on foot. Aerial support officers directed members on the ground to a nearby residence, where the suspect was found hiding under a deck. The 25-year-old man was arrested without incident and faces a count of possession of stolen property, CC-355-B. His first appearance on these charges was in provincial court on Monday morning, February 24.